Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Izin syaraf saudara Syekh Syekh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sab. Rahmatullahi alaihi wa ta'ala izi subhi Madinah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya subhi Madinah, ya syami Madinah, مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بلا جانے کیا جا مومینہِ عالم, تیرا کیف اے خوش خرامِ مدینہ. بلا جانے کیا جا مومینہِ عالم, تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, مدینہ 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 مدینہ, بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چھوگی, جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی, جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. وزاد اختر غمد جهاسي شوه جاي دل سي غلام مدينة یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا ما بعد. This beautiful poem of our honorable Illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat has titled this beautiful poem, which is a great bayan, teaching us that iman cannot be complete without the true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the sign of love is whatever is connected to your beloved, you have great love for it. And after all, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the beloved of Allah, who is Habibullah. So to get the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we have to first get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to come to these majalis of the mashayikh, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we'll come to understand and realize what is love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we learn from this beautiful poem of our Hazrat Dada Sheikh. And so appropriately, this is now the mausam of Hajj. People are going, flocking towards Hajj, going to Makkatul Mukarrama, going to Faziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And myself, we all should think that is my heart connected in that direction or not. Physically I might not be on that journey, but my heart, my soul should be on that journey all the time now. And we should be reading with regard to the fazail of Hajj, etc., and the seerah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says, then you'll realize a person who has got this reality, then he'll understand what is the value of Ya Subhe Madina, Ya Shami Madina. One moment of the morning of Madina Sharif, one moment of the evening of Madina Sharif. In other words, the whole day in Madinatul Munawwara, the whole day and the whole evening. This is something that the whole world cannot pay for. And all your money in the world cannot buy you the presence of being 1 minute in the beautiful city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And why to be in the Mubarak Majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hazrat says, when we know this reality and we build our iman accordingly, that he is making an effort to build the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we learn here to recite durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will increase the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the desire to change our way of life and come onto the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Hazrat says, then when you 1 minute, 1 second in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right at the city of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what can be said? Ya Subhe Madina, Ya Shami Madina, Mubarak Tujhe Ya Qiyami Madina. Then very blessed is your staying in Madinatul Munawwara. That what is just 1 morning or 1 evening, that moment that you are in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is very, very blessed. And from this we understand and realize that barakat will come in our life when we are connected to the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that we will learn from the connection of the mashayikh, the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then we'll understand what is barakat. That a person has got eagerness now to be going in the right direction.
That is the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person starts realizing this, then Hazrat says, Bala jaane kya jiyamu meena hai alam. Tere kaif e khush khiram-e madina. That what can be said of all the artificial entertainment places of this world. You can think of going to holiday to London or Paris or whichever place in the world and you think that there is enjoyment, entertainment, as people think that is in passing, the worst things is in sun, passing the wine glasses, etc. Or we that say we don't drink wine, but still we enjoy those type of places where there's big hotels, etc. Hazrat says, where can you compare all those places that artificially it looks bright, but inside there's only darkness. And when you're in Madinatul Munawwara, tera kayf e khair, e khush khiram-e Madina, that O Nabi, O Madinatul Munawwara, your condition is such that there is only happiness, there is only splendor in Madinatul Munawwara. After all, why? Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's presence. And then the real effect of the beauty of Madinatul Munawwara is the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not like today, we will go to Madinatul Munawwara, but we get overtaken with the artificial splendor, the hotels around us, etc. And we forget the reality where we are also. We forget where we have come to. The most true beautiful city and the greatest city in both the world presently is none other than Madinatul Munawwara. Then Hazrat says that when Allah Ta'ala grants you the opportunity of going to Madinatul Munawwara, then your focus also has to be correct. And that is why we have to come to the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala to learn this adab, this respect, this etiquette. Otherwise we will be right at the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if we go bare adab, bare nasib. If we don't have respect and proper etiquette, we will get nothing. And worse if we have bad adab, that we right there in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we are more worried of taking videos and we are more worried of taking photos, then we'll become wretched. Hazrat says that Madina ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram e Madina. Remember that on your way to Madina to Munawwara, and when you come in the precincts of Madina to Munawwara, then every gully on every footstep of yours, most important is that keep in mind the honor and the greatness of Madina to Munawwara. And we can't imagine, we should read the life of our pious elders, that Allahu Akbar, never used to walk with their shoes in Madina to Munawwara. So much respect, the great, the fuqaha, never even used to relieve themselves in Madina to Munawwara, out of great honor of the Mubarak city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we don't have an iota of this reality, but at least we should feel and the desire that Allah Ta'ala grants us the true adab, the true respect of Madina to Munawwara. Then a person will come to understand and realize, forget Madina to Munawwara itself, just the name Madina, how enjoyable and what splendor it brings to the heart. Madina, 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 bara lutfa deta hai naam-e Madina. Hazrat says, forget the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forget the gullies of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just to hear the name of the city of your beloved, that alone, and the greatest city, Madina to Munawwara. So when we think of Madina to Munawwara, when we hear about it, we should see, I must check my iman, that do I get enjoyment, and that do I get pleasure in just hearing the name of Madina to Munawwara, and desiring and begging Allah Ta'ala, that, O Allah, give me also the opportunity to be present there with great adab, with ihtiram, with honor and respect. And then Hazrat says, then when a person realizes that what is the value of Madina to Munawwara, that is connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is most important, that connection and that lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise Allah save us and Allah change conditions. The present day Madina to Munawwara, with all the shaitani infiltration, then we see the different Madina to Munawwara. So we should realize and understand that when we know the value of Madina to Munawwara, that is the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beautiful sunnat lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you can be whoever, the wealthiest man in the world. You can be the king of the world also. Nigaho mein sultaniyat hej hogi. جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. When you get the real message of Madinah to Munawwara, that is that the world that is lost in darkness, artificial light of all enjoyment and pleasures, but the light of the heart is put off. When the light of the Noor of Iman comes, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought, and the light of Sunnat comes in the heart, then all types of kingdom will become, it will have no value, it will just become cold. And we see great, great kings, they gave up their kingdom to become the true, humble slaves of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is following in the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then only we can dream of getting connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then what the whole world is looking for today in turmoil. Forget the non-Muslim, as Hazrat explained, they are lost on their own. But we as believers, we can see today in the Ummah, whatever you hear is the depression. Whatever you hear, people are going through difficulty and everybody is looking for what? Peace and contentment. But we're looking for it everywhere else where it doesn't lie. Hazrat puts it so beautifully, Sukoon-e jaha tum kaha dhoonte ho. Sukoon-e jaha hai nizam-e Madina mein. Where are you looking for the peace and contentment and ease and happiness in life? You're looking for it in university degrees, in the malls, in holidays, in resorts, in other fashion, lifestyle, filth and dirt. You'll never find it there. Turn back and walk 1400 years to the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is where you'll find the peace and contentment. Just start bringing sunnahs in our life and we'll see peace come in our home already. And then Hazrat teaches us finally, Hazrat addressing himself, but it's for me and all of us, that if we want to be free from the worries of both the world, and really the worry of qabr and akhirat, then ho azad akhtar ghame do jahan se, jo ho jaye dil se ghulam-e Madina. When from your heart and soul you become the real slave of Madina to Munawwara, that is the slave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that tawheed, that reality of akhirat and the beautiful sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat says you'll get total freedom from both the griefs of this world and more important the worry and concern of the hereafter. Allah grant it to all of us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. From the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, Munana Ashwari Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. Qurbani. Qurbani is compulsory on the one on whom zakat is compulsory. Qurbani is also compulsory on certain people on whom zakat is not compulsory. Consult an alim for an explanation in this regard. But however, if a person on whom qurbani is not farz makes it for himself or his minor children, he will be rewarded immensely. If he does it on behalf of a deceased person, the latter too will receive a great reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding qurbani, "For every nation have we appointed a sacrifice, so that they may remember the name of Allah ta'ala over the slaughter of the cattle which Allah gave them." The cattle referred to in the above verse is mentioned in another verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Allah created 8 males and females, of sheep 2, of goats 2, of camels 2, and of cattle 2. So Allah ta'ala created all of them in pairs. Another ayat Allah says, "The camels driven to the Kaaba for sacrifice have we appointed for you as symbols of Allah's name." That is, through the sacrifice, Allah's greatness and the loftiness of His deen is displayed. And in addition to this wisdom, Allah says, "Therein there is much good for you." That is, the worldly benefit of eating their meat and feeding it to others. Benefit in the year after entails reward. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "لَا يَنَالُ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ." Neither their meat nor their blood reaches Allah ta'ala. Rather, it is the piety of your heart which reaches Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَبَشْتِرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, give glad tidings to the righteous ones. Points learned from the above. Qurbani was prescribed in previous nations. Number 2, although goats and sheep are also qurbani animals, the verse makes specific reference to camels and cattle, because their qurbani is superior to the qurbani of goats and sheep. If a person does not slaughter an entire camel or ox, but takes one tear of it, then if the value of the entire goat or sheep is equal to the value of the meat of the ox or camel, then the one whose meat is better will be considered to be superior. If they are not the same in value and meat, the one which is more will be superior. Number three, sincerity in qurbani means it must be done specifically for Allah Ta'ala and to acquire reward from Him alone. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Perform salah for your sustainer and sacrifice. This order to sacrifice is issued to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If it is emphasized on him, how can we be absolved of it? The same can be said of salah. He is ordered to perform it and so are his followers. Regarding the ahadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, during the days of qurbani, there is no action more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than the act of sacrificing an animal. The sacrificial animal will present itself on the day of Qiyamah with its horns, hair and skin. That is, a person will be rewarded for all of these things. Before the blood of the sacrificed animal falls to the ground, it reaches a special place, rank in Allah's court. You should therefore perform qurbani enthusiastically. Hazrat writes, a person should not feel bad about having to spend high amounts. In another hadith, Rasulullah Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this qurbani? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is the way of your forefather, his spiritual father Ibrahim alayhi salam. They asked, what will you receive from it? O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, one reward for every hair. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, what if the animal, if it has wool? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, that one reward for every fiber of wool. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Fatima, get up and come near your sacrificial animal when it is about to be slaughtered, because all your sins are pardoned with the first drop of blood which falls to the ground. Remember, on the day of Qiyamah, the blood and flesh of the animal will be brought and placed in your scale of deeds and multiplying it 70 times, and then you will get the reward for all of them. Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this reward specifically for the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because they are certainly eligible to have special rewards reserved for them. Or is it for all the Muslims as well? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is specifically for the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is for all the Muslims as well. The meaning of the special reward for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seems to be similar to where the Quran states that the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall receive a double reward for the good which they do and a double punishment for the sins which they commit. Thus, from the Quran, this rule is applied to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wives, and from this hadith to his children. This demonstrates their seniority. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to prepare, get ready for the qurbani animals. And Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, obviously she cut in such a place where all the laws of parda and hijab were observed. It does not mean in public places where the woman will also go and she must look at the animal and view it, come in front of everyone. If you are in a close place, the family in the house, then we encourage the women folk, they also must look at the qurbani animal being sacrificed. Allah Ta'ala give us to understand.